This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 720. This episode will be music to your ears because you'll learn how to add color to your language.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Don't just use the boring phrases that you learn in your textbooks. Today, let's dress up your language and make it musical. Get five phrases that are related to music that you can use in daily conversations. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
What's going on, Michelle? I'm feeling pretty good here today.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to record. I'm excited to do an episode.
Yeah, me too. I love recording. I love it. It's
me
fun.
Too.
It's fun.
Me too. But I have a question for you today, Lindsay.
Okay, I am ready for your question. What is it?
Okay. Are you a big music fan?
Oh, totally. I love Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. That's cool. But so in general, like, you like to go to like concerts, or what do you like to do?
Well, actually, I went to I have been to like two concerts in my life, and my second one was this past summer. I went to the Lumineers.
Oh, I feel like I remember you saying that. Did you like it?
I loved it. It was such a cool venue, like right on the water in Boston. And it was just awesome. Like it was great because their music is great in concert.
That's cool. That's music to my ears, Lindsay, because I love music too. I'm going to see Bruno Mars at the end of the summer, like not for a long time. I bought the tickets like really far in advance because I love his performing style. I just think he's so entertaining and I love his voice. And so I'm so excited to see him live.
That's cool. Yeah. He's a little guy, right? Quite short.
I think he is. I just think he's so talented. So I'm excited. Absolutely.
Oh, that'll be cool. Are you seeing him in New York or somewhere else?
I'm actually, the day in New York doesn't work out, so I'm going to see him in New Jersey.
Cool. I love that. Awesome. You're going to have to let us know how it is.
Yeah. It's like not until September, but I'm already counting down the days.
It's a far way off. Okay, cool.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, cool. So Lindsay, maybe our listeners could have guessed it, but this episode is about music.
Absolutely. And I'm not surprised that this episode is about music because you prepare this episode and you love music and performing. So that's perfect. I love that. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was thinking about how music just like the idea of music works its way into the English language, because I don't know, it's just in so many different places and so many different phrases. And I'd be curious from our listeners, like, do you have similar types of idioms and phrases that use music? I think it's kind of a reflection of, you know, culture, actually.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. I love that. I mean, the music in this country is so diverse. Yeah, there's so much. It's incredible. Blues and jazz and gosh, awesome.
I bet you on your trip across the country, I bet you saw some music.
I did. I saw a little bit of music in Nashville, and that was awesome. So yes, definitely here and there, I listened to some good music.
Good. Yeah. So as we were saying, it can, you know, the idea of music works its way into English language a lot, like through phrases and idioms. And there are so, so many. But today we're teaching you five extremely natural and native ones. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, let's do it. So what are they? Right. Should we go into them?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So they're all very conversational. But let me know if you agree, Lindsay. I mean, maybe you think that some of them wouldn't be used. I don't know. Let me know. So what's the first one? We already used it today.
Yeah, you used it in the beginning. And so you said that's music to my ears, you know, something nice to hear. For example, when I hear my nephew laugh, it's music to my ears. Yeah. I think this is an important one to know. I don't know if I don't think I use it that much anymore. Well, I don't think I personally use it much.
Yeah.
But I think our listeners need to know it because it's definitely in the culture, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I kind of agree with you. I feel like I would say it every once in a while. It might come up, like in that example, I mean, my nephew's laugh. Both of my nephews and nieces, their laughs are music to my ears, right? But I may not say it that often, but you will hear it. And we've talked about that, how some of them are good to know, but you may not say it. And it's important to differentiate between those two kinds of idioms.
Exactly. I agree. So good one to know. Maybe our listeners will start hearing this one now that they know it.
That's always how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Lindsay, what's the next one?
Okay, the next one is face the music.
Ooh. Face the music.
Yeah, to accept something that, you know, you've maybe been avoiding or something kind of bad. Like it has a bad connotation, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I really don't want to do this project, for example. Oh, well, it's time to face the music and get started.
Yeah, right. It kind of reminds me of that one, like, wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah.
it's similar in that way.
Yeah, that's true. Face the music or, yeah, just do what you need to do. Just accept reality.
Yeah, you have to accept it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, and the next one is ring a bell.
So it's something that sounds familiar, right?
Yeah, like his name doesn't ring a bell.
Right. I don't recognize it.
Yeah, I don't recognize it, right? Mm-hmm. And what's the next one? I love this one.
Well, this one is to play it by ear. Yeah, I remember explaining this to my students in New York, and they loved this expression.
Yeah, I love it too. We may have done this one before, but I'm not sure, but we'll review it again. So what is play it by ear, Lindsay?
Well, so it means basically to do something spontaneously without a plan, just to go step by step and not plan everything in advance, right? Where should we go for dinner? Oh, I don't know. Let's play it by ear, right? Depends on where we are in the city or what we're doing at that time. Okay.
Right. Exactly. And what does play something by ear mean in music, Lindsay?
I don't remember. I think we looked this up before. I think it means, well, do you know? Because I think
that means like you play it, like for example, my brother plays, I play piano and so does my brother, but my brother can play music by ear, which means he just hears it and he can play it. I'm so jealous of him for being able to do that. You know, whereas I need music. I need to read the music. He doesn't even need, he can read music, but he can also just hear it and replicate it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Is that a natural skill that he has, or did he take lessons to do that as a kid?
Yeah, it's just like one of those amazing gifts that you're born with that, I don't know, for him, I don't know about other people, but I think that's cool. So cool. Like, I'm so jealous. It's like the best. It's so good at parties. He's always, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. So that's like to play some, if you just say, oh, can you play by ear? You would say play by ear. But to play it by ear and, you know, talking about just like making plans is to be spontaneous. So it's very, similar ideas.
Exactly. Love that. Wow. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. And then I think we have one more, right, Lindsay? Don't want to do too many today.
Yeah, so the next one is just to toot someone's own horn, or if you toot your own horn. So that means to brag, basically, you know, saying something like, oh, that guy loves tooting his own horn. He's so self-involved, right? Or self-promoting or something. You're always saying something good about yourself. You're bragging.
Yeah. It's like to brag. Do you hear this one, Lindsay?
Yeah, I've heard this one before. For sure.
Yeah.
I say something like, I've heard people say, like, starting something off, saying a sentence, you say, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but...
Exactly. Exactly. I think we might be using something similar like that in a minute. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a funny one. Toot my own horn. It sounds so funny. So yeah, guys, those are the five. I think it was five, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, exactly. So why don't we give these a try, Lindsay?
Okay, let's do it. Here we go. Okay.
All right. It's hey, Lindsay, I met someone. I think you. Oh, sorry. Let me start over. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Lindsay, I met someone I think you know at a party last night.
Oh, wow. Really?
Does the name Brad Harbor ring a bell?
Oh, wow. Yes, of course. How's he doing?
He's great. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I think he might be interested in me.
Oh, wow. I'm not surprised. You're just his type.
That's music to my ears. He's so cute. I'm too scared to Facebook friend him, though.
Oh, come on. You have to face the music. Everyone uses social media to get in touch nowadays. Just do it.
Okay, fine. Oh, by the way, did you decide where you want to go out tonight?
Nah, I figure we'll all just meet in the village and play it by ear.
Sounds good.
Cool.
All right.
Love it.
Okay, kind of a cheesy
no, it's funny.
Situation
it's
here.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, so let's just go through it. So what's the first thing that I said?
Okay. So you said, does the name Brad Harbor ring a bell?
Mm-hmm. So that's like, is that familiar for you?
Familiar right. Do you recognize you? That? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you know him? Yeah. And then I said, oh, I don't mean to, right? How we talked about, you could use it at the beginning of a sentence. So you could say, I don't mean to toot my horn, or you could say not to toot my own horn, right?
Right.
So, but here I said, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I think he might be interested in me.
You got it. Exactly. And then the next thing we said was, that's music to my ears. So
yeah,
it means you like the sound of that. It sounds beautiful. What I just said.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then I'm too scared to get in touch. And you said, just face the music. That's how everybody talks nowadays, right?
Yeah, you got it. And then the last thing was, I said, oh, you know, I figure we'll just meet in the village and just play it by ear.
Right. Exactly. And then I said, sounds good, which is funny because sound, I don't know, I think of music, but we always say sounds good about stuff.
Oh, I get
stuff,
it. I get
right,
it.
Lindsay?
It's a pun. Yes, absolutely. Oh, I love these expressions because, I mean, this is adding color. It's adding music to your language, guys. It's adding personality.
Literally.
Right? And one, go ahead.
And we have just a little bonus phrase. So you said that I was just his type, just this guy Brad's type. So what does that mean?
Yeah. So you're exactly the type, the kind of person that Brad likes. Everyone, I mean, many people have like a romantic type, like a body type or face type, hair type, eyes. They like a certain kind of look. Not everyone, right? Sometimes our type is across the board, but you're just the type of girl he likes.
Right. Exactly. So it was music of my ears, music to my ears. Although in some ways it could be like, oh, you're just his type.
It could be bad, you think?
I don't know. Yeah. It's like, oh, I mean, I said it's a good thing, but now thinking about it, it's like, oh, I'm just like one of like a series of girls that he could like, you know? I don't know.
We'd have to know.
Thinking too much into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, but yeah, so guys, these are some good musical phrases that you can use in your English conversations that I think would be fun to try out. So give them a try and let us know, you know, any musical expressions that are in your first language.
Yeah, guys, exactly. Like, make your language sing, you know, make it musical, make it fun. Like, these are fun phrases. These are going to show a lot of personality, like I was saying before. Yeah. Personality is what makes people want to connect with you. Okay?
Yeah.
So use it.
Exactly. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out today, Lindsay.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.